businesses are starting to see a bit of sticker shock as they renew their health insurance policies for their workers. Premiums are going up, and some say it's partly due to the federal health care law already in effect. Things like free birth control and no fees for primary care aren't cheap. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida insurance executive John Urbanek says those things still have to be paid for.
It's just a broader set of things to cover. So, of course, they sound good this way, but we just have to understand that they will add to the cost of these. So from a benefit standpoint, smaller employers, as it stands today, most will have to offer a lot richer benefits than they offer today.
Urbanek was part of a group of business representatives before Florida House and Senate committees looking at the impact of the Affordable Care Act. Under the law, employers with between 50 and 200 full-time workers must offer health insurance to those employees or pay fines. Employers with more than 200 workers must automatically enroll their employees in insurance plans. Justin Kindy, vice president of the human resources consulting firm Aon Hewitt, says he doesn't believe larger employers will see much of a difference in what they do now.
Depending on the Medicaid situation in that state, depending on the state exchange position in that state, I would hesitate to say that there's a universal answer that applies to everyone. I think that for the majority of employers, it's going to be pretty close to sort of status quo where they're at currently.
But while larger businesses may not see drastic changes, small businesses say they still have lots of concerns about what will happen to them under the health care law.
And I've got to tell you that I'm thoroughly confused, and I don't know what it's going to cost me next year.
Ken Williams is president of the Marpan Supply Company, a recycling business in Tallahassee. He's got about 74 employees, and about half of them get their insurance through company-sponsored plans. He's got a choice: continue to offer that insurance or pay a fine. But what if Williams and the Marpan Supply Company had fewer than 50 full-time employees? Under the federal health care law, businesses with fewer than 50 full-time workers are exempt from the law's penalties. They don't have to offer insurance to their workers, a point that was raised by Republican Senator Aaron Bean.
Very good. But other employers, you could still just have part-time employees that could still not be required to provide benefits for.
Yes, I'm sorry, Senator. 30 hours is
no, and I understand that. And that may be where they turn, a place they turn to help afford the new burdens that our federal government is putting on small business. Thank you.
Lawmakers say they're worried some businesses will drop coverage and choose to pay the fines if those fines are cheaper than the cost of insuring workers. But the federal government did write in some incentive deals to get businesses to keep that coverage. A big one is health insurance tax credits, where employers can get money back for offering the plans. Many businesses have already taken advantage of the credits, but some say the tax breaks may not be enough to offset additional costs. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.